It's time for another Carbon County School District update here on Castle Country Radio. And today we have Mrs. Basinger joining us in, the principal at Wellington Elementary. First off, Mrs. Basinger, it's great to get you back in. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
It's great to be here. I got on my sled and came on in this morning.
Actually, the roads aren't too bad today,
no,
but
they're not.
A lot of snow out there.
There is. I am not a huge fan of snow. I know we need the snow, but I kind of would like a break for a few days.
I'm with you. I'm definitely with you. How difficult is it to maintain elementary school kids when they want to be out in the snow, they want to play, they want to throw snowballs, they want to build snowmen? Probably difficult to keep their attention in the classroom, isn't it?
You know, if we can promise them that we will get outside at recess because it's going to be warm enough, they do pretty good. And knock on wood, the snowball issue has not been an issue. They do want to make the biggest snowballs they can for snowmen, but so far they've been really good. Very excited, but very good.
Yeah, I remember that from back in my elementary school days. It's a bad thing to throw snowballs.
Oh, yeah. We don't even throw a feather at school.
Now, you guys are back from the holiday break, and I'm sure that's also difficult for the kids as well. I mean, you and I were talking a little bit off of the cuff, and you mentioned they're well-rested, but now let's try to get back into the groove of things.
Right. You know, we come back ready to learn, and teachers have a plan, and they're ready to go forward. And sometimes kids just need that little re-energizer. So we try to incorporate some of that into the classroom. But I have some ideas or things I'd like to share with the community regarding how do we encourage or excite our kids with learning at home? Because we really are a team. We have to be a team. If we're going to be successful with these students in learning, these skills need to be practiced at home in our everyday life. And so first off, I think it's really important that parents set expectations for their kids. We, you know, that's a lot of school. We have a lot of policies and procedures and expectations. And do your kids know exactly what your expectations are? They expect, you know, do you have expectations for being prepared, having a good attitude, giving effort, being respectful? If your students know exactly that your school expectations and your home expectations are the same, we can move real fast. And on that same note, you know, we do a lot of rewards and consequences at school. What's that at home look like? If they don't meet the parents' expectations, are there consequences for that? Are there rewards or just recognition, praise? A praise can go a long way with kids. When they know that you are recognizing that they're on the right track, they will really step up and do what they need to do because they like praise. So I hope that parents are doing that. But a couple things to do at home that always support learning is reading. And I know every parent hears that a lot, read with your kids. But I just don't know if people understand the value that they're so important to help these kids. Not only that, you know, just the importance there, you can really spark an interest in subjects when you have the reading time and talk about that with your kids. With that, you also promote improvement. If you're modeling good reading and they're reading with you, they want to do a good job. And that also helps our reading skills. And not only that, just taking that few minutes to have that little bit of one-on-one time, nobody can argue that that's not a good thing with your kids. So reading every day, whether it's a couple minutes or 10 minutes, whatever, it's very important. I hope parents will incorporate that at home. The other thing you can do is lots of educational games, and they don't even need to know it's educational. You can use your household items and work on numbers and letters. And again, this is more specific to an elementary type. Our secondary kids would already know how to add and subtract and multiply and divide. But you can use cards, dominoes, dice. You can make up a lot of fun games, that little competitions where they're using those skills they're learning at school. And on the other hand, with letters and words, you can do that same type of activity by looking in books or magazines, the commercials, driving in the car, looking for letters, looking for words, looking for patterns, finding rhyming words, looking at words that associate with one another. You just don't realize how valuable that is for students with reading and learning those foundational reading skills and building vocabulary. So another good educational idea. And then we don't want to forget, there's a lot of learning beyond school. Just taking time to bake, sing songs, dance, build something, clean up in the yard, just teaching them little skills that are very important to life, but also incorporate things that we learn at school that they don't even realize they're using. You know, we hear that lots from kids. Well, why do I need to know this? I'm never going to use this. That, you know, if we can make learning relevant to them right now, they don't ever ask those kinds of questions. They're actually eager to keep learning and they want to know how to make it go farther. Or how do I take this task a little bit more? So I think there's just a lot of good things we can do at home that support things that are happening at school, but also really build relationships with families.
Very interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of good points that you mentioned there. I guess kids are always learning, right? They're a sponge.
Oh, they are. They are. And they want to learn. You know, kids really okay, there's some that out there struggle with that. They don't realize they want to learn. We have to work a little harder with them. But a lot of times it's just because they're struggling with understanding why they're doing it or how to do it. If we can figure that out and get them on the right track, every kid wants to learn.
And as far as we move away and we close things out, as far as the activities in that go, you and I were talking, you guys are kind of free of activities for a while at school,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, kind of at this get back to school, get back into the swing of things. You know, the end of the quarter is this Friday. We're halfway through the school year. It's like, boy, we just blink and it's halfway gone. So with that, you know, parents can expect to have report cards coming home next week across the district. Another thing parents need to watch for is we're at the time of the year where the stakeholder survey comes out, and that just started last year, and it's a component of our evaluations for teachers, which our legislature helped organize for us a few years back. The teachers have three components. They have an evaluation by their administrator, they have a student growth concept model part, and then they have stakeholder survey, where we actually survey kids from grades three up, and we survey employees within the building and parents, and it lets them have a chance to voice their opinion on the school climate, the safety, the instruction, everything that's going on. Also, right down to the teacher level. How do they feel like their teacher's doing with their student? Suggestions, comments. It's completely anonymous unless they put their name in the comments. But it's all managed through the University of Utah, compiled for our district, sent back to our schools. And it's very valuable. It's very helpful. So parents need to watch for that. That starts opening, I believe, next week, and it's open for about a month. So there will be a lot of information coming home from schools.
Well, Mrs. Basinger, it's always great to get you in here and talk a little bit about what's happening, not only throughout Wellington Elementary, but also throughout the district. I appreciate you taking out the time to come in today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. That's another Carbon County School District update right here on Castle Country Radio.